And here's another story we're tracking. Some of the top Republican presidential candidates will travel to Jacksonville, Florida this weekend. They will address the National Right to Life Committee, each hoping to come away as being the loudest voice against abortion. Here's NPR's Julie Rovner.
At last week's Republican presidential debate in New Hampshire, several of the candidates seemed as if they were competing for a merit badge for who was the most anti-abortion. There was Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann.
I am 100% pro-life. I've given birth to 5 babies, and I've taken 23 foster children into my home. I believe the dignity of life from conception until natural death.
There was former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty.
The National Review Online, which is a conservative publication, said based on results, not just based on words, I was probably the most pro-life candidate in this race.
And there was former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum.
Not only have I been consistently pro-life, but I've taken the, you know, I've not just taken the pledge, I've taken the bullets to go out there and fight for this and lead on those issues.
What pledge? Well, it's a pledge that stirred up the Republican field when it comes to abortion. It was conceived by Marjorie Dannenfeltzer, who heads the Susan B. Anthony list.
The pledge is a very modest proposal, a very minimum bar for a president that would consider himself pro-life.
The pledge has 4 basic parts. First, a promise to nominate judges who will not, quote, legislate from the bench. Second, a vow to appoint only anti-abortion personnel to key administration posts. Third, to end taxpayer funding of abortion and defund Planned Parenthood and any other organization that performs or funds abortions. And finally, to push for a federal law to ban abortions of fetuses at the point they're capable of feeling pain. Last week, Dannenfeltzer announced that most of the GOP field had signed the pledge, but 2 notable candidates, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney and former pizza executive Herman Cain, declined.
And since then, there's been quite a debate about why and how and if and whether and when those signings will come.
Cain's campaign has said he's worried about separation of powers issues, particularly the part of the pledge that calls for him to advance as well as sign legislation. With Romney, however, the issues are more substantive and more problematic. That's because Romney was for abortion rights before he was against them. A campaign spokesman confirms his problems with the pledge are that it's written so broadly they think it could force him to cut off funding to entire hospitals or universities and block him from appointing abortion rights backing candidates to posts that have little or nothing to do with abortion, like the Departments of State or Homeland Security. Dannenfeltzer says she takes Romney at his word that he's now pro-life, but she still doesn't buy the campaign's excuses.
In the end, they were looking for more of a legal document than they were a pledge.
Instead, Romney issued his own anti-abortion pledge, minus that language he considered a problem. And what could all this mean for whoever emerges to challenge President Obama? Despite claims by anti-abortion groups that the public is moving their way, abortion rights backers say the Republican candidates are going way too far for mainstream voters. Donna Crane is policy director for NARAL Pro-Choice America.
This is a field that is declaring publicly that each of them wants to overturn Roe versus Wade and to defund birth control programs across the country. These are positions that typically savvier politicians won't publicly take. But this field is not shy about doing it.
Meanwhile, amidst the flap over the abortion pledge, there's one candidate social conservatives are still hoping might jump into the race, Texas Governor Rick Perry. But what they might not remember is that in 2008, Perry endorsed Rudy Giuliani, the one Republican candidate who actually supported abortion rights. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.